the last two words on the base on the base. Elo ma'ata leitahani le amaltera. Just to refresh our memories, we had a member of Rav, that Rav had explained the machlokes in the Mishnah between the Chachomim and Rav Yehuda as follows. In the Mishnah we had that if the Kaire is more than 20 Amis Lamaile from the Kaisle Hamovui, it is higher than 20 Amis from the Kaisle Hamovui, so the Tanakama holds it is no good, you have to lessen the distance. And Rav Yehuda holds it is good. So Rav said the Machlokes is totally if you learn out from the Pesach HaHeichel or the Pesach HaUlo. The Pesach HaHeichel was 20 Amis tall, so it seems, and the Torah calls it a Pesach, so Memele, so it only has a Shem Pesach if it is 20 Amis tall. If it is more than 20 Amis tall, it loses the Shem Pesach, and it has a Shem Pirtze. Chazal wa only Mater Amovui, if in the Ruach Revi, Al Yedei the Kaire, it gets a Shem Pesach. If the Kaire is Lamaila Mi Esrim, it loses the Shem Pesach. That is the Svara of the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda learns out from the Pesach HaUlam. The Pesach HaUlam was 40 Amis tall. So we see that it has a Teiras Pesach, even though it is 40 Amis tall. And we hear on the Veza Medalef the reasons why the Chachamim did not learn out from the Pesach HaUlam. According to Rav, that Rav said the Svare of the Chachamim is that they learn out from the Pesach HaHeichel, and just like the Pesach HaHeichel was 20 Amis, so it only has a Teiras Pesach if it is 20 Amis tall, Leitahani Lei Amaltere. So an Amaltere should not help if the Pesach is Gavoya Me'esir. Now let us see Rashi. Leitahani Lei Amaltere La'achshurei Goivoy Yoiser Michov. An Amaltere should not help to kasher the Pesach if it is higher than 20 Amis. Lekamon Meforish Maya Amaltere. Later the Gemara is going to explain exactly what an Amaltere is. Veheche Toni de Mahani, and who says that Amaltere does help? But just for practical purposes, an Amaltere is a board which is underneath the Kaire. And this Amaltere, we'll see in the sugya, this Amaltere helps. So the Gemara asks, according to Rav, an Amaltere should not help. Why shouldn't it help? The Heichel Amaltere Havyalei. In the Heichel, the Pesach Heichel possessed an Amaltere. Vafilu Hochi, even though it had an Amaltere, Esrim Amo Hu De Gavoya, the Pesach was only high Esrim Amo. So we see from the Heichel, the dimensions of a Pesach we learn from the Heichel. And the Heichel was 20 Amis tall. And even though there was an Amalter in the Heichel, so we see an Amalter does not help in order that that the Pesach should be taller than 20 Amis. This Nan, we learned in a Mishnah in Midos, Chamesh Amalterois Shel Mila Hoyo. There were 5 Amalterois Shel Mila. Mila is a type of a eight, a type of a tree, a type of a wood. Al Gabov, on top of they were on top of the Mashkoif. Zu Lemailo Mizu, Vizu Lemailo Mizu. Va'aval Pikain, we see that, an Amaltere doesn't help. Let us see Rashi. Shel Milo Eit Shegdelem Boy Milim, V'heima Fatsim U'Belaz Glash. It's a type of a growth that they make ink out of it. Al Koponim, this tree grows a peri that you make ink out of it, but it's a type of a wood. So we learned that Chomesh Amal, there were, on the Pesach, there were 5 Amalterois, and we see that the Amalterois did not help that we could heighten the goiva of the Pesach of the Heichel. So we see Namalter doesn't help. So Memele, so how can an Amalter help by a Mavui, like Tahana le Amalter? This is the Gemara held, this is what the Achoinim say, the Goin Yaakov, the Keren Eire Dachsimi wants to say, that the Gemara held that an Amalter is a Dover Choshev, and even though a Stam Pesach higher than Chof Amo is considered a Pirtze, but the Amalter is Machshev the Shem Pesach Sheboi, and it has a Teiras Pesach. So in Lomdus I could understand it, but the Gemara asks on Rav if the whole Mekel that Lamaila Meyesrim is no good is from the Heichel, because the Heichel was only Esrim. The Heichel had an Amalter also. So you see that Amalter does not help to make it higher than Esrim Amo. Frek the Gemore, Vahai Mai Tiyufte. What is the Kashe? You're asking a Kashe. There was 5 Amalterois, and it's still only Gavoya Esrim. Dilme Kisanya Ahid Amalterois Bu'ulom Tanyem. This Mishnah, that it says that there were 5 Amalterois, this is a Mishnah Midois, and this Mishnah is speaking about the Pesach of the Ulam. This Mishnah is not speaking about the Pesach of the Heifel. Now, the Ritva says this word Dilme is very misleading. The Gemara does not mean maybe. The Dilme means it's Zicha speaking about it. The Mishnah that mentions that this Pesach had 5 Amalterois is speaking about the Pesach of the Ulam. Now the Chachamim, as we learned in Daf Beis, do not learn out from the Yulo. So Mamela, your Kasha is no Kasha. So what are you asking a Kasha? I have a Limud that an Amaltere does not help because the Heichel was only 20 Amis and they didn't raise the Heichel. So you see an Amaltere doesn't help. The Mishnah says there were Amalteres by the Ulo. So Mamela, what is Bechlal the Kasha? So the Gemara answers back, Vahai my kushya. What are you asking? Dilme tavnis heichol ki tavnis ulam. Again, the Ritva says this dilme is very misleading. The Gemara does not mean dilme. The Gemara means that the Gemara means bevadois. The heichol looked like the ulam. So just like the ulam had 5 amalterois, so the Heichel also had 5 Amalterois. So now we're back to the Kasha. Before, the Gemara just wanted to gribble a bit of there is a Kasha. But the Gemara's Kasha is now we're back to the Kasha. We're back to the Kasha. The Chachamim learned out from the Pesach HaHeichel that just like the Pesach HaHeichel was only high 20 Amis, then it was called a Pesach. More than 20 Amis is not called a Pesach, so the Pesach of the Movi also can only have a height of 20 Amis. But the Gemara asks, but the Pesach HaHeichel had 5 Amalterois like the Pesach HaUlam had. So since it had 5 Amalterois, so Memele, and Rav said that an Amaltere helps, that you could be magbiyat l'maylo miyesrim. So here, there's a tremendous kasha on Rav. If the whole mekayr of goiva asori, we learn now from the Pesach HaHeichel, the Pesach HaHeichel had amalterois, vafal pikein, it was only 20 amis tall. Alome omar Rabbi Eloi. So now the Gemara is going to bring down the memra of Rav. Alome omar Rabbi Eloi, omar Rav. Rav said 2 distinct halachas. Halacha number 1, which is not negated to us at the present time. But halacha number 1 is Rechove Dalet. If you'll have a Koire that is 4 Tfochim wide, Av al pi she'ein abriya, even though it is a weak Koire, it is not strong enough to support a Ariach, to support bricks on it, it's also good. Later we're going to learn a halacha that the Koire has to have a chizik, a strength in it, that one is able to put a richem on it. One is able to put bricks on it. So Rav said one aloche. If the koire is 4 tvachim wide, avo pishein abri, it's also good. We'll see why in Rashi. Halacha number two, Rav said, and this is Hanoigei Alonu, Vim Yesh Lo Amaltere, if the Koyre has an Amaltere, Afilu Gevoya Yoisa Meyasrimamo, Afilu the Koyre is Gevoya Yoisa Meyasrimamo, Einoi Tzorich Lamayit, there's no necessity to be memayit the cholol between the koire and the kakois hamovi. So that was Rav's memre. So now the kasha is complete. Mitzadechot we know that the heichol had amalterois. And Rav holds that the whole hilchis goiva we learn out from the heichol. So we see the Amalterois do not help to be able to raise the Goiva of the Heichel. V'afal pikein, Rav himself said, if there's Amalterois, there's no necessity to have a Goiva of Esrim. Yoisami Esrim is also kosher. So this is the Kasha and Rav. Let us see Rashi. Aloma Omar Rabbi Loi. Hashte komasik lepichein. Now the Gemara is going to fearize the Kasha. The Ashkechen, the Mahani, Amaltere, Alibe, the Rav. We see that Amaltere helps according to Rav, and when there is an Amaltere, one is permitted to raise the Goiva of the Mashkev, of the Koire. Umeikore loy shofke lasuki lemilse. Till now, he didn't let him ask the Kashe, ad the sosele the tiyufte. Wanted to say it's no Kashe. Maybe the only Amalterois, there were only Amalterois by the Ulam, not by the Eichel, till he told him there was Amalterois by the Eichel also. But now we're back to the Kasha. Now Rashi is going to explain the two memres of Rav. Memre number one. He said, if the Koire is Rechava Dalet, im hoise Koire Rechava Dalet Tvachim, the Koire is Y Dalet Tvachim, afal pi shehi daka, even though it is very thin, ve'ena chazoka lekabel ariach, it is not strong enough that you could lay a brick on top of it. Kshere. For ho this nan b'masnisen b'riyo. One of the tnoim, one of the conditions of a koire is that it has to be strong kedei lekabel oriach, that it could support a brick. She'ein orechov dalet tvochim koma. That is, if it is not y dalet tvochim, but if it's y dalet tvochim, it has a cheshivis, so it doesn't matter, even though it is not strong enough to be mekabel nariach. Ve'im yesh lo amaltere, and then Rav said another loch, if there's an amaltere, talti mili koma Rav. Rav said both halachas, ulekula, a kula of dalet tvachim, afal gav sheine beriye, and a kula of amaltere, afal gav shegevoye miyesa. So now we're back to the kasha. Omar Rav Yosef, amaltere masnisohi. This memre, that an amaltere helps, L'mayla miyesrim is a b'raise. Omar Rav Yosef, ho amaltere, let us see Rashi, the aisu mishmei derav, you're asking a kasha, how can Rav say that an amaltere helps? It's a whole cheshbon. Loi Rav omro, Rav never said it. The tikshi derav adarav, here Rav said we learn out the dimensions of a Pesach from the Heichel. The Heichel had an Amaltere, and here we see that an Amaltere helps afilu l'mayla miyesrim. Rav never said an Amaltere helps. Elo masnisahi. It's a baraisa. So one of the Rishonim explains, so what did Rav Yosef mean to say? So Rav Yosef meant to say, so Rav never said it, and it's a baraisa, and maybe the baraisa is vagraist. Not all baraises are oisgehalten. There were some baraises which were not oisgehalten. So that's what Rav Yosef meant to say. Rav never said it. There's a baraise that says the amaltere is good. Maybe it's not a libe de hilchis. So the Gemara asks, what, one second. Man ktonilo. Who said over this baraise? Omar Rabaye vohochome. So now we know it's a falaslach baraisa. So memela frek the gemara v'tehevi, if it's a falaslach baraisa, so now Rav Yosef didn't answer anything. V'tehevi Amaltere Masnise. So, I'll buy this. That Rav never said Amaltere is good. This memory that we know that Amaltere is good is a Baraisa. But it's a Baraisa. The Baraisa says Amaltere is good. V'tikshi l'Rav. So, zweite Schwer an Rav. If Rav says that the whole reason why Gavoya Esrim is no good, Gavoya Esrim Esrim is no good because we learn that from the Eichel. So if that is the reason, so how could the Baraisa say that in the Maltere, when there is an Amaltere, it could be Gavoya Esrim. The Eichel had an Amaltere and it was only Gavoya Esrim, V'tik Shel Rav. So Rav didn't say it, but the Baraisa says it. And the Rishonim speak out, I'll say Rav Tanu Polig, that's you only say in a matzav of desperation. We don't, this is not a, says a poshut teretz to say. So, frek the Gemara, v'tikshe l'Rav. So there's a kasha on Rav. How can Rav say the mekor of the dimensions we learn out from the Heichel, if the Baraisa says that by an amaltere, it could be Gavoya Meyasrim. And if we learn that from the Eichel, it can't be Gavoya Meyasrim. Om Alecho Rav. So Rav answered, Dal Ano Mehoche. Don't ask Akasha on me. Forget about me. Masnaise mi loikoshi en adodi. You have a problem of two baraises. Vos trekst du Akasha af mir. Let us see Rashi. V'tikshi l'Rav. The hochazin and hoche, we see the light from this baraisa that says that if there is an amaltere, it is kosher lemaila me'esrim. So we see from this baraisa the light gomri rabbonon me'eichel, that the rabbonon never learned out the dimensions of a pesach from the eichel. Midiktoni the amaltere ma'anya. The baraisa says that amaltere will help, and if you learn out from the eichel, amaltere shouldn't help. So that's the kasha on Rav. So Rav said, Dal ano mehochi. Take me out of the picture. Harimeini mikan. Take me out of the picture. Ki'ilu shasakti. I never said a word. V'loy amarti dovoze. I never said you learn out from the Heichel. Obo masnaiso mi loy koshin adodi. Do tanya le'el. We learned taf beiz amit beiz behedye. Mavui shuhu govoya michof. Yoiser mi pischoi shel heichel. We learned a baraisa, which is the divrei chachamim, that a mavui, which is taller than 20 amis, more than the pischoi shel heichel, is no good. Alme, why did the baraisa say it is more than the pischoi shel heichel? So weistach black and white, that the baraisa is telling us the makir of chof ame, we learn out from the pischoi shel heichel. So if it is more than the Pischoi Shal Heichel, it is no good. Alme Rabbonon Mehosam Gomri. So you see from that Baraisa that they learn out from the Pischoi Shal Heichel. And if it is more than the Pischoi Shal Heichel, it is no good. Now here you have a Baraisa that says, if it is more than the Pischoi Shal Heichel and it has an Amaltere, it is good. Now the Pischoi Shal Heichel also had an Amaltere and it was only good till Esrim. So you have a stir of two baraises. Forget about me. There's a stir in two baraises. Masnaise mi loikoshi in adodi. The two baraises are shver one on the other. Elamai islecholameima. So what are you going to say? What are you going to say? Forget about me. Tanoi. So you have to say it's a machlokes tanoi. What does that mean? It means as follows. The Baraisa that says that the Chomim hold Lamaila Meyeshrim is no good because it's not similar to the Pischoi Shal Heichel. That Baraisa holds you need an Amovoi Hilchis Pesach. And Hilchis Pesach we learn out from Pischoi Shal Heichel. And if it's Lamaila Meyeshrim, it loses the Torah's Pesach. That's that Baraisa. The Baraisa that says if there's Namaltere, it's good Lamaila Meyeshrim, Al Kochoch, that Baraisa does not learn you learn our Hilchas Pesach from Heichel. This must be a different reason why Lamaila Meyeshrim is no good and why Namaltere helps. So Al Kochoch, it's a Machloikis Tanoi. Take me out of the picture. Is Ladidi Nami, Safilu, according to me, is also Tanoi. What did I say? I just said I paskin like the Baraisa that says that the time of the Chachamim is that you learn Alfam Pischei Shaleichel. So that's how I paskin. You found a Baraisa Faker that says in Amalter helps. That's another Tana that holds a different Lomdis, but it's not Kashan me. So Trashi, Tanoihi, Tana de la El de Svira Le de Rabon and Mehechel Gomri. The Tana that Bezam at Bez holds, we learn out the Shiurei Pesach from the Hegel. And according to that Tana, the Maltere Le Mahani, so the Maltere Zicha will not help. But hi, Tana, the Maltere, you have a Baraisa that holds the Maltere will help. So the love me Hegel Gomri, he holds, we don't learn out from the Hegel. Is the Lididi Namit, so without me, when you'll have these two Baraises, you'll say it's a Machlekes Tanoi. Lididi Namit Tanoi, Ivanoki Tana de la El Omri. And I paskin like the previous Tana. So Rav said, there's no cash on me, there's a problem with two Baraises. So Memela, and I paskin like the Baraisa Dav Beis and Medbeis, Ve'ein Hochinami, according to me, and the Malter was Zichin not help. That is Divrei Rav. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omar, no, Rav made it too simple. Like Rav said, take me out of the picture, Al Kocher Etz Amachlikis Tanoim, so we'll spill stuff on my level. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omar, no, Beloi Rav, without Rav, there wouldn't be any problem. Mas naise adodi loikashin. There's no stir in the two baraises. Without Rav, we're not muchach to say there's a machloikas tanoi. Why? I would say different shot. Le rabbonon koire my love mishum ekeire. The reason that a koire lemaylo miyesrim is posel is not because the whole lomdus of Rav. Rav said a lomdus. You need hilchis pesach, and hilchis pesach we learn out from the hechel. That was Rav's ashtik teire. Lule divrei Rav. I'll tell you a different lomdus in ganzen in the time of the chacham. The time of the chachamim is you need a heker in the mavui to show that it is not a rishus harabim. That this is different from the Rishus Harab. Let us see what Rashi says. Beloi Rav, Eloi Havim Meforish Rav Lemasnisi Kamaise. If Rav would not explain the first Baraise, V'yalif Mino De Rabbonu Meheichel Gomri, and he derived from the first Baraise that the Rabbonun who hold Alamai Lemasrim is possible, because they learn out Hilchis Pesach from the Eichel. Without Rav's explanation, Masnaise Adodi Loikashi. The bain lahimas nisen, ubain lahomas nisen da maltelem, toira la rabbonon, taima my boy, toicha fama. Why does it have to be toicha fama, mishum heke? What is heke? The lechse inshi. People should see on the Pesach of the mavoi, they should see a koire. The leidu, and they'll know the takanta ovut. The loy leisi lichlufe birshus harab. That they'll see the koire, they'll understand that this rishus, the rishus of the mavui, is different than the rishus of the rishus harab. They see a koire on top of it. Umishim hochi mahani amaltere. So Memele, so now Rashi says two things. Number one, the time of the Koire, there's no halachis, there's no hilchis pesach. You need a heker. You need a heker to show that this rishus is different than the rishus harab. And the heker comes about through the Koire that is resting on the koisle amovim. And this koire has to be toicheshrim, because then when a person passes by, he notices the koire. If the koire is lemaylo miyesrim, so one does not notice it. One does not realize that the rishus of the movi is different than the rishus harab. He doesn't recognize the koire. Umishim hochi mahani amaltere. So if this is the reason why a Koira helps, and now we'll understand why an Amaltala helps. The Kivin, the Mistakliba Inshi. Since an Amaltala is something that draws the vision of whoever is passing by, Afilu Lemaila Michofa Meike Koira. So Memele, so even though the Koira is Lemaila Michofa, if there is an Amaltala there, so I'm makir the koire, so memela you have your heker lamaila miyesa. So that means, so Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is saying as follows: without Rav, I would never read Zechayim that the Chachamim who hold lamaila meslam is possible is because of Hilchus Pesach, and you learn out from the Pesach Ha'echel. I would never say that. I would say the Chachamim hold that you need a Keirah Mishum HaKeirah, L'mayla Miyasnim, there's no Hekeh. So Memeila Sonam Altaru, and there is a Hekeh, will help. So it's not, so both Mabarais is Shtim, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So the Lodachim will see the Gemara, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Oma B'loi Rav Masnai Sado D'loi Kashi, L'Rabonin. Keirah Taime Mai Lav Mishum HaKeirah. V'hai diktoni, I the Bereise said that a koira that is lemailo mi esrim. The Bereise said, "Mavishe gvoi mechaf ame yoisel mi pischei shaleichol yemay." It mentions that this is taller than the Pesach of the Eichel. So the lashon of the Bereise would seem to be saying that the reason it is possible is because it doesn't have a Teiris Pesach, because it's taller than the Pesach Shaleichel. No, that is not pshat in the Bereise. For Haidik Toni Yesami Pisra Shaleichel, Simne Bialme. This is only a Simin Bialme. What does Rashi say? That what the first Bereise says, Yoiser mi pischei shaleichel. Lav de gomri mi hosom. Not we learn out. Not that we learn out from the Pesach Eichel. Asim the Baumen Nokat. He wanted that you should remember. There's a certain number. There's a certain height that the Pesach has to have. Alasim the Baumen Nokat shle tachlev gilse. So you have to chazain the dimensions of the height. So you should not make a mistake. The esrim v'taymel lemaila milamedai me'aboyim yeh milamedai me'aboyim yehei is pesach heichel simin biyodcha. So the pesach of the heichel is a simin biyodcha. So that's why he told you if it's taller than the pesach of the heichel, it's no good. But the reason why it is no good is because there's no hekya. So this is the Gemara till now. So till now we had that Rav learned Pshat in the Chachomim that the reason Lamaila Meyesrim is no good because it doesn't have a Teiras Pesach. And they were only Matar Amovoi if in the Ruach Revi there's a Pesach. That, as the Rav learned. And according to Rav, an Amaltere Einoch Hanami will not help. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak has a new mahalach in the svar of the Chachomim, that the reason that Lamaila Michov does not help is batsim the whole Teira of a Keira is Mishum HaKeira. That one should recognize that the Rishus HaMovui is different than the Rishus HaRav. That's why we put a Keira on top of it. Lamaila Meyesrim, there is no Heker. One does not realize that there's a Keira there. And, but if there's an amaltere, something that draws the vision of the oiver, so then, l'mayla meyesrim is also good, because al yidei amaltere, you still have a heker. Frekte gemora kash, v'rav nachmen bar yitzchok, haniche ilai svirelei hoda rabbe, Ela isvirele ho de rabbe, de oma rabbe ksiv le man yedu de reisechem, ki besuke sei shafte, yad esri mama odom yedeye shedor besuke. Le mailo me esri mama ein odom yedeye, mishim de loy sholta bei eine, alme gabi suke nami be keire pligi, if lugi betalti, loma lohu. Now let us explain the Gemara's kashya. We have a machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda by a mavui. Movi shigavoy lamayla me'esr mama yemayit, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein tzorech. And we have a machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda by Sukkah. Sukkah shigavoy lamayla me'esr mama psula, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is kosher. That it is kosher. So we have here a machlokes in two areas by Movi and Sukkah. If Lamaila Me'esra Mama is no good, which is no good according to the Chachamim, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that in both cases are good. Now, let us delve in the union of Sukkah for 1 minute. Why is a Sukkah Lamaila Me'esra Mama no good? So, in the beginning of Sukkah Darbeis Amad Aleph, there are three reasons that are given why a Sukkah Lamaila Me'esra Mama is no good. Rabbi held that the Svar of the Chachamim is, the Pasuk says, L'man yedu deirei seichen ki besukei seishavti, that when one is sitting in the Sukkah, he has to know that he's finding himself in the Sukkah. That means the Sukkah has to show itself to the Yoshev b'seichem. You have to build such a Sukkah that when you are sitting in the Sukkah, you have to know from the Sukkah that you are sitting in the Sukkah. So therefore, that's how Rabbi learned Pshat in the Beraisa. In the time of the Chachamim, Rabbi learned the time of the Chachamim is that if it is Lamai Lameyesrim, one does not know that he is sitting in a Sukkah, because Lamai Lameyesrim Leisholet Be'einei. Lamai Lameyesrim, a person does not, his vision does not see the Schat, so he doesn't realize that he is sitting in a Sukkah. That is what Rabbi said. Other Amiroim said a different lumdus in the Machloikas. For example, Rav and Sukkah said that Lamaila Me'esrim is a Diris Kva, but Til Esrim is a Diris Arai, or it could be made Aroizdik. But Al Kaponim, Rabbi learned that the Tam, that according to the Chachomim, the Sukkah is possible because one is not Makir that he is sitting in a Sukkah. That is the Svar of the Chachomim. And the Gemara by us assumed in what is the Svara of Rav Yehuda that the Sukkah is kosher. So Mestama Rav Yehuda holds that Lemaila Me'esrim, even though it is Lemaila Me'esrim, it is also Niker. That means Lemaila Me'esrim also catches the eye. That is the Machloikes Rav, the Chachamim and Rav Yehuda by Sukkah. According to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, the Gemara assumes that is the same machloikis between the Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda by Movi. The Chachamim hold Lamaila Me'esrim, there is no Heker. Rabbi Yehuda holds Lamaila Me'esrim, there is a Heker. So it seems we have two Mishnayis which speak about similar halachis, and is the same machloikis, and the Gemara asks, so the necessity of two Mishnayis is repetitious. If one Mishnah is sufficient, if I know in one place that the Chachamim hold Lamaila Me'esrim, there's no Heker, and Rav Yehuda holds Lamaila Me'esrim, there still is a Heker, so I will know these both halachas. So why was it necessary that these two Mishnayis should be written? One Mishnah is sufficient. Let us see now Nachum Ode Gemara. V'Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Yoniche Iloi Svira Leho De Rabbe, if he does not hold that the reason Lamaila Me'esrim by Sukkah is possible, he doesn't hold Alts Rabbe. He doesn't hold the time is because it's not Nikir Yeshivosi. He holds Alts a different reason. So then these are two separate Machlekes. Eloi Svira Leho De Rabbe, but if Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok learned Pshat in the Machloikis in Sukkah, the way Rabbi said Pshat, Toma Rabbi, Tziv Laman Yeidu Deri Seichen Ki Besukkah Sei Shafti Ad Esri Mama Odom Yeidei Yeshedo Besukkah Lamai Lami Esri Mama In Odom Yeidei Yemishim Dlei Sholte Bo Einem Al Megabi Sukkah Nami Behekeire Pligi. So now we see, according to Rabbi, the Machloikis by Sukkah is the same Machloikis that we have by Movi. If Lugi betalti lomelu, so why did these two Tanoim have to krieg in two different cases, since in Yesod it is one machloikis? Is there a hekel lamaila meyesrim? Is there not a hekel lamaila meyesrim? Em for the gemore tzriche. No. Afilu Rab Nachman by Yitzchak called like Rabbi. And Afilu, we say that the machloikis of Sukkah is also a machloikis in Heker. You still need both machloikis. Why? The Ashminin Gabi Sukkah, if it would only say the Mishnah of Sukkah, is Bahakoma Rab Yehuda, Kivan the Li Yeshiva Vide, the whole mitzvah of Sukkah is a mitzvah of kviyas. A person sits himself down in the Sukkah. So Memele, if a person is situated be kviyas in a Sukkah, so then Rab Yehuda holds shoulder be'enis. So then even though it's Lamaila Meyesrim, he'll see it, he'll recognize it. Avol mavid lehilachovid, the mavoy, the shimush of a mavoy is a person goes in and out. So when a person goes in and out, so there his vision is not so much distracted of what's lamaila. But he really doesn't walk with his head facing the sky. So memele, so since a mavoy is the lehilachovid. Amen, moidulu la rabbonim. So I would think there is moid in the rabbonim. That if he sees it directly, esrim amud, and it is kosher. But if it is lamayla mi esrim, then Rabbi Yehuda could be is moid by movi that it is no good. So therefore we need the Mishnah of Movi to tell us that Rabbi Yehuda is choylek afilu by a movi, the lehilu chovid. He also holds that there's a heker lamaila miyas. Aye, let it say the machloik is by movi. V'yashminim boho boho komri rabbonon. Here the rabbonon say, since it's lehilach of it, so here they hold the maximum shir is esrim amo avo bahach, but by sukkah, since it's li yeshiva kovid, aim em moidelele Rabbi Yehuda. Is memele tzricha, that's why we need both machlokes in. Let us see Rashi. Isviralu ho de rabbe de tamayu de rabbonim besuke nami mishum heke. Lamu la rabbonim la rav yudei liflugi betalti, that they should repeat the machlokes. So the Gemara says, I need both. Movid lelech ovid kloima. Hamahalech einoi. Mabit lemaila. A mahalach is not mabit lemaila. So there I would think that lemaila mi esrim, there is no hekim. Now the Gemara goes, what, now we just heard that an amaltere will help by a movi that is gavoya mi esrim. It's a barais al kapon, an amaltere will help. My amaltere. What is this amaltere? Rav Chome Berei de Rabbe Baravua Omar Kini. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Kini kimin kinei oifis, like nests of birds. O you boiltin mitachas ulom, lemailo mina pesach. Over the pesach they were kinim. So it seems this attracted the vision of the person. These are kinim. That's what, that was the amaltere in, by the ulam. That's what Avchome Brei the Rabbi Baravua said. Ki osa ravdim mi oma omri b'marove piski de arze. Piski de arze, klunosoi shel erez aruchim. These are long boards or poles of erez, of cedar wood, tchuven bekoisel, which were stuck into the koisel on both sides, va'aydi dinofish moshe oirech ditu. Since they were very long boards, this was unusual to have such a long board, Chazaluhu inshi, so it seems this attracted the vision of people, ve'ike keire. So memela, we have a machloikis, what is sufficient to attract the vision of the person? One holds you need kini, and one holds piski di arzi is sufficient. So the Gemara says as follows, which attracts more the vision of a person? So the Gemara says, man doma piski di arze, the one that holds piski di arze is sufficient, kol shken kini. kine attracts the eyesight more than piski de arze. Man doma kine, aber piski de arze loy. Piski de arze is not enough. Uman di oma piski de arze my time mishum de nofesh moshe, because it is very long. Vahasuke de nofesh moshe become a rabbon on the loy. So what is this different than a suke? Alakivin de kachoshev is like color. So the Gemara says it's not sufficient that it's long, it's a precious wood. So memele, so this alone attracts the vision of the person. Zot Rashi, man de oma piski ike keira lemovi kolshken kini, da aidi de cheshivi. Since it is choshev, Umilse de tmiyahi. It is a rare thing. Mistakli beinshi v'chazol lekayr. And I'll see the kayr. The Gemara says that there's a kayr. Zog Toisvitz, v'rav Nachman ba Yitzchok isvirelei ho de rabbe. So the Gemara asked Akasha, if Rav Nachman ba Yitzchok learned the way Rabbe learned, that the time of Sukkah Gavoy Lamayla Me Esrim is because there's no Heker, So these two Mishnayos are repetitious. So Tosfos says, Le Rabbe Gufa Vemotzi Lemifrech. This Kasha, you don't, like this, the Kasha that the Gemara is asking is a Kasha E. Isvirelef. If Rav Nachman ba Yitzchok calls like Rabbe, there'll be a problem. So the Tosfos says, we really have a problem. Le Rabbe Gufa Vemotzi Lemifrech. The Islai Bepirkin de Koire Mishemekere. Rab himself says that the accomplishment of a Kaira is Mishum Ekeira. So Memele, and here Rab, so Memele, so there's the Kashas, why do we have to have both Mishnais? So Taisus says, no, the Gemara asks on Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Mishum the Rav Nachman Meforish Behedye, the Pligi Beheker, Porich Lomelu Laflugi Betalti. That means like this, Rav Nachman explained that is the Machloikis. That means according to Rabbi, the Yesod of Koir is Al Tekeh. Why Lamaila Me Esrim is no good according to the Chacham, and why it is good according to Rabbi Yehuda? Who knows what the reason is? Could be there's a third reason why it's no good. But Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok explained that is the Tam of the Chachamim. The Tam of the Chachamim is that the purpose of a Koir is Al Tekeh, and Lamaila Me Esrim, there is no Hekeh. So Memele, according to Rav Nachman Yitzchok, he put it down black and white that is the Machloikis, the Chachamim and Rav Yehuda. Is there a Hekel Amayla Meyesem? Is there not a Hekel Amayla Meyesem? So according to Rav Nachman Yitzchok, the Kasha is, we have the same Machloikis by Sukkah, if Lamayla Meyesem is a Heker, yes or no? So Memele, that's the Gemara's Kasha, so why is it necessary to have these both machloikas in, since it depends on one shaila if there's a heker lamayla meyesch. That's the end of this sugya, and now we're starting a new sugya. Miktsas koire besoich esre. A person has a koire, and till now we're under the opinion that the koire is to be toich esre. So the oivi ha-koire, the thickness of the koire, is part of the koire is besoich esrim, is in the right position, it's toich esrim, umitzas koire lemailo meyesrim, and part of the koire is lemailo meyesrim. Part of the koire is in the correct position where it should be, toich esrim, and part of the koire is not in the correct position, it's lemailo meyesrim. Mitzas schach besoich esrim, and the same case by Schach. The Oivi Asichuch. So part of it is in the right position. It's Toich Esrimamo, Omitza Schach, Lamay Lomayes. On Arabe, so Rabbe said, the halach is as follows. Bimovoi kosher. By a mavoi, if a chelik of the koir is in the correct position, even though there's a chelik that's not in the correct mokim, it's also kosher. Besuke posel, but by suke, if there's a chelik that is not in the correct mokim, not in the correct goyva, it is posel. Frek the gemore, maishno bemovi de kosher. Let's start. You're saying movi it is kosher. Domrinon kloish, that means we say dal, take away What is bothering you that is a chelik of the kaire that is in the wrong mokim? Say, Kloish, make believe it wasn't here. I have a kaire that, I have a kaire that is in the right, correct goiva. So the Yisrain, ha goiva of the kaire, I'll say, no, I don't need it. So make believe that it's not here. And I'll be yotze with the kaire that is teichesrib. For the Gemara, if you say such a svara, you say dal, dal ha goiva lemaila miyesrim, sukenami lema kloich. So say the same thing by suke. Dal de goiva lemaila miyesrim, I have schach lemata miyesrim. Let us see Rashi. Miktas oivi ha koire besoich chof. The mitzvahs of the thickness of the koire is in chof ames, and mitzvahs alamayla, v'chein oivis chocha shal schuke. Kloish, royin ke'ilu nitaloisei ha'oivi. We look, we imagine that this oivi is non-existent. Hayoitse lamayla. That what's going up, we have a koire in the right position. So that what is jutting out further, we say it's ke'ilu nital, it's dal. Kilo, it's not here. Utei koyre dake. We'll be yaitza with a koyre dake. Yes, a kenotul dummy. The rest that is here, we assume kilo, it's not here. So the Gemara says, if that is the lomdus why koyre is kosher, so say the same lomdus by suke. Lamaila meyesrim, kloish is command the lesser. So the Gemara says, and now the Gemara answers, e kosher. Listen, if you'll assume that the goiva lemailo mi esrim is command the lesser by schach, havi lo chamsa merubi mitziloso. So come out, you only have the bottom chelik of the schach. So the schach is chamsa merubi mitziloso. That means you can't say kloish. You need the yisroin agoive in order to make it also merubi mitziloso. You can't say kloish. So the Gemara says, oh, you're telling me I can't say alumdus of dal because I need it, so I have to live with it. And if I have to live with it, since it's in in the wrong goiva, so therefore it is no good. So hochinami, so by kaira you also have the same problem. Ekoshis, if you'll take away the yisrain goiva of the, that's lamayla meyesrim, havi lo kaira anitelis beruach. So the koire that is lamato, which is very thin, is not self-supporting. I need the koivet of the goiva that's lamailo miyesrim. I need that weight to support it. And if you're going to be done, ke'ilu it is taken away. So if a kilu is taken away, so I don't have a kosher koire lamato. Ela kochoch. So if you're telling me that by koire it is kosher, Nase kishpudim shal matris. That means, I'm saying as follows. That means, be'etzem, you have a koire lamata. You have a koire lamata. Now, what's this? That in the koire that I have lamata is in the correct height. It's in the correct height. Now, there's a chesor in study that this, if I would only have the amount that is in toichof, it will blow away. It's a karenitalis beruach. Lemaise, it won't blow away. Because lemaise, I have the chelik lemailo. The chelik lemailo, since I'm only using it, only to add COVID, so memele, so nasik ishpudim shal matres. That means, the kaire lemato will not blow away bepoil. Because of the COVID shal mailo. And so Gaitan Nishnon, that this COVID comes about to Lamaila. So, Hachinami, Akochach Nasitzulsa Merube Mechamsa. Since Bepoil I did not take away the Schacha El Yoin, so Memele Bepoil I have Tzulsa Merube Mechamsa. We'll see clearer in Toysvis what the Gemara means over here. Aber Al Koponim, the Gemara asked Akasha and Rabbi, you have to be consistent. If you say kloish and kloish is sufficient, so say kloish by both. If you say ekolsh is nase, so say, so by kair it also shouldn't be good. But you can't differentiate between Mavoi and Sukkah. Omar Rove Mifarzakye. So Rove comes and says, Azaitik is for. You're 100% right. In Lomdes, you cannot make any difference between a Mavoi and a Sukkah. And if Rabbi said that a Mavoi is kosher because you say Kloish, so by Sukkah also should be kosher. You'll say Kloish. But by Sukkah, we have a Zaitike problem. What is the Zaitike problem? Sukkah de Liyochiti, that means we have Schach. Now, the Oivia Schach, part of it is in the right Mokim, in the right Goive. Part of it is in the wrong Goive. Now, this Schach is not Muchach. It will always remain with this Oivi. It could be Birvois HaYomim, part of the Schach will disintegrate or fall away. And it could very well be that the Chelek HaTachtoim will fall down, and you'll have a Schach L'mailo Miyesrim. That means this L'mailo Miyesrim, even though Be'etzim it doesn't make Kalye, but it's dangerous, because it could come about that the Schach L'maita Mi'esrim will disintegrate or blow away, and you'll be left with the Schach L'maita Mi'esrim. So what'll be? So bring more Schach. Obo de L'yochiti. Sukkah is there's a Yochid that's living in the Sukkah. Is Loimitka. So we could be afraid, could be this Yochid will not hold Cheshbin, that even though there's still schach on the sukkah, but this schach is not kosher. You have to bring schach, you have to bring different schach. So since there's only a yochid involved, some emele, there's a gzeire, he might not remember to be misaken. Mavoi de l'rabim, mavoi, there's a multitude of people who are walking in the mavoi. So if this will ever occur, that the bottom of the kaira will disintegrate, and now what will be left on the mavoi will be l'maylo miyesrim, rabim mitkiri adodi, they'll zicha bring a new kaira, so mamele, there's no shash kiltel. So in other words, Rove is telling us that in Lomdes, both are kosher. There's nothing, you can't be machalik in Lomdes. No, there's a greater mokim to be goizer by Sukkah than by Mavui. The gzeir is maybe the bottom chelik will fall off or disintegrate. And by Sukkah, since it's a yochid, there's a greater mokim to be goizer than by Mavui. Ravina Omar Sukke Diyei Reise Achmiru Bo Rabbonon Movi De Rabbonon Loi Achmiru Bo Rabbonon. Without learning Tois is a different Mahalach over here, but the Goynyaki wants to say that Ravina held that this Chilik, that means we're really in Lomdes, you are right. Both are kosher. Because you say Kloish. No, there's a Gzeire. With Geyser, maybe the bottom chelik will fall off or disintegrate, and then there'll be problems. No, you said, Rove said at Teretz, the reason we were not Geyser by Movi, because Rabbi Mitkri Adodi, Rabbina said a different reason why we are not Geyser by Movi, we're Geyser by Sukkah. Sukkah di Araisa, Achmiru Bo Rabbon, Sukkah is a Shailova de Araisa, some Amela, therefore the Chachamim were Machmer, and they were afraid maybe the bottom layer might fall off or disintegrate. Mavoi de Rabbonon, the whole Indian of Tiltel b'Mavoi is at the Rabbonon, loy achmiru bo Rabbon. Zog Rashi. Hanitalis beruach. The Gemara asks, if you'll say kloish by koire, so will now become hanitalis beruach. Sharei shiru chachomim b'riyo. It has to be strong enough kedei lekabel ariach. V'ilav hochi, if it doesn't have this strength, this weight, shodi leizike, hilkach loichoshiv. Therefore, if it is a koire that is susceptible to the winds, it doesn't have a chshivis. That's why it's no good. It's loichoshiv. Rashi weiss dechois. Rashi, it seems, wants to verempfer, we shouldn't learn pshat. It's like a din of a mechitza anitelis beruach. Because if that would be the lomdis, so then we have a problem. We learned before that Dalet Tfachim is good, even though it is Einoi Briya. And here we just said that the Tachlis of Briya is that that Shadilei Zike. So what is the difference between Einoi Rechova Dalet Rechova Dalet? So therefore Rashi says that the chesaron of Einoi Rechova Dalet is Leichoshiv. That means since it's susceptible to the winds, so male it's not called a Choshiv Ekeir, it's not called a Choshiv Ehekeir. But if it's Dalet Tvachim, even though it's also susceptible to the winds, but since it has a Shir Choshiv, so male therefore it is kosher, even though it is also, it is Einoi Briya Kedei Lekabel Ariach. Loi Mitka, Vizimnin de Mishtakel Mikzas Oivias Chach Anichnas L'Seicho. So it could come about that the bottom layer of the Schach, which is in the 20 Amis, might be taken away. V'kaimekule l'mayla michof. And the whole Schach, which remains, is Schach l'mayla michof. So by Sukkah that is Nimsa Liyochid is Lemitker. And by a Movi Mitkira Dodish im Tirkaf Tachtoine Shel Koire, if the bottom chelik of the Koire will disintegrate, Vetamit Kula Lamaila Meyeshemama Mesaknilo, they'll remember to fix it, and so a Kilkul will not come out. That is the first Loshen of Rabbi. Rabbi said Sukkah Psula, and Mavoi is kosher, and we hear there two Mahalchim. Either Sukkis Psula because the Liyochitu, or Sukkis Psula because it's a Deiraisa. And it seems we are afraid of different reasons that maybe the bottom Chelik will disintegrate, and therefore we differentiate between Sukkah, which is Liyochit and a Deiraisa, and Mavoi, which is L'Rabim and a Derabon. Ravina Oma, Ravina said, that in this case you have schach mitzvah schach lamayla michov mitzvah schach lamata michov, the same thing by Koire. Ravina says no Ravade ba masne masni loho shmaite de rabbe ifre. Ravade ba masne said over this memra of rabbe punfakel. Rabbe said as follows: Omar rabbe bemovoi posel besuke ksheire frek de gemore Punkfakel, that Movi is posel and Sukkah is kosher. Make the Gemara Maishna Sukkah de Ksheira. Why is Sukkah kosher? The Marine and Kloish, you say, so gave an ishton the Chelik that's Lamaila Meyesrim. Now, I'll be Yates with the Chelik Lamata Meyesrim. But Movi Nami Lema Kloish. So Gemara says, I kosher, Avalo Kairani Teles Beruach. You can't say Kloish by Movi, because it'll become a Kairani Teles Beruach. Make the Gemara Hanami, I kosher, Avalo Chamsa Mirubim Mitzilse. Ela kochach nasa silsa merubim mechamsa, because you only said in lomdes kloish, bepoil it silsa merubim mechamsa. Achanami ha kochach nasa kishpudim shal matris, it's not nitelis beruach. Omarovim mifar zakye, suke de liyochidu, rome yanav shiye mitke, movi de la rabbi mi, somchi adodi, vlei mitkri, domi inchi, kederi de veshuti, vlei chamiri, vlei kriri. So the Gemara comes and says, a punkfakert is for it. A yochid is more olol to fix it than a rabbim, because a rabbim, one relies on the other, and lemaisa nothing will ever get done. Ravina omar, suke diyei reise, loy boi chizik, fakert. Also a fakert is for it. Since suke is a reise, it's not necessary to be mechazik. So we go, meikar adin yisei kloish, Mobi the Rabbonon boy chizik, and therefore we are machne. My havi alo. So now we have two lishoines in Rabbi. The first loshen Rabbi said Mobi is kosher, suke is posel. The second loshen that Rabbi said that Mobi is posel and suke is kosher. My havi alo lemaisa. What is that loch? Rabbi baravula omar zev is posel. Both are posel. Rova Omar Zeb is a kosher. Rova says that both are kosher. Chalal Sukkah Tnan, Chalal Mavoi Tnan. Zot Rashi, Elo Amai Machsheris Besukkah, Mishum Da Kochach Ashte Tzulse Merube Mechamse. da roin u de kama, roin kilu kolshes, aber veloisha kilna minomide, we didn't take anything away bepoil, la mai said is still some rubi mechamsa, hanami, choshev oiso kishpudim kveidim, choshev oiso kishpudim kveidim, you should reckon that keilu, it is heavy shpudim, dinamik lishe, loishadi lohuzike, the holy midi shakus minis, only with alom de shik kloish, the wind won't blow it away. The lemidi shakus minay ela roinu de kama. It's roin kilu kolshes aba lemaise. You won't kailish anything. In the Gemara, lemaise paskins chalal suket nan. Esrim amois shehuskeru bein bemovui bein besuke achalola kaimi. Now Rove was mechadish beemison two distinct halachas. Halacha number one, he was machadish that the correct goiva is not pshat, is that the koire and the schach have to be toich esrim. It is sufficient if the cholol is esrim and the schach starts lemailo meyesrim. The schach starts lemailo meyesrim. So number one, Rove was machadish that the correct goiva of the schach is as soon as esrim ends. That is the correct goiva. That is chiddush number one. Chiddush number two, Rove is saying, I feel we will assume that the correct goiva is as soon as esrim stops. But lemaisa, you have a lot of schach that is over esrim, that is over the halal esrim. What is with this yisrain schach? This yisrain schach is really in the wrong goiva. It is chaf aleph amistol, chaf beis amistol. So Rav is mechadish that all these cheshoshes, what the Gemara had mentioned before, do not apply. We don't have to be afraid. Maybe Dilma Mishtakel. That means, so Rav is telling us two halachas. Halacha number one, we're not chayish, side by Movi and side by Sukkah. And halacha number two, he's telling us that Bechlal, the correct goiva is not that it has to be Toich Esrim. The correct goiva is that it should start after the goiva vessel. If you have a halal esrim, an area of 20 amis, and then the sukkah and kaira starts, it is also kosher. Zogt Taisvis. I kolshes havela chamosa mirube metzilosa. The Gemara had said that the reason in the first lashon of Rabbe, why is sukkah not kosher? Because if you will assume that the upper layer, the layer lamayim masrim is not around, so the sukkah will be chamsa merube mitzilsa. Meforesh ri, so the ri says as follows. What does the gemara mean chamsa merube mitzilsa? It means that in reality, the chelik haschach, that is toichof, is really tzilsa merube mechamsa, without the chelik shalamayla. So if you'll take away the chelik shalamayla, it still will remain tzilsa merube mechamsa. That what the Gemara says, if you'll take away the chelik shalamayla, it will become chamsa merube mitzilsa. The Gemara means as follows. Al yedei sheyovoi horuach. That means since you do not have the weight of the chelik ha'elyon of the schach, so the wind will come, the yifazer, and it will spread out the schach, which is lamata michof, achetei chamsa mirube mitzils. That's what the Gemara means. So according to the Ri, the dimyon of schach to kaire is meiradik meduyik. That means, be'emesin, you have a kaire and you have sichuch lamata meyeslim. The benefit you are deriving from the layer that is lamayla meyeslim is kaivit. You're getting support. The lamayla meyeslim is supporting that the chelik hatachtoin should not blow away. So that's how the Ri learned pshat. Ikolshes havilo, chamsa merube mitzilsa havilo, not, it means it will eventually become chamsa merube mitzilsa. Why did the Ri have to say like that? The I al yedei klisha lechudetei chamsa merube, if you'll say pshat, that the minute you take away the layer ha'elyayim. So automatically it'll become chamsa merubim. So it comes out that the whole hechsher ha'sukeh, the sichuch that we need to cover the sukeh, comes about from two chalokim, from a chelik lamato meyesrim and a chelik lamalo meyesrim. Is heichi machshirin lo belishna basre. How can we machshir the sukeh belishna basre? Ha ein schach posel mit starif vahadi schach kosher. Schach lamay lo meyesrim, since it is in the wrong goiva, so it's equivalent to schach posel. So if I need this to create tzel, so how can this schach be mashlem, the sheer tzel, ha'in schach posel, mitztarif, ha'adi schach kosher, kedemrinim besukim. The Gemara says in sukkah gabi yoyse, sukkah seitacha seilom, if a person makes a sukkah underneath a tree, and he uses the branches of the tree to be mashlem the tzel. So the Gemara says it's a posel esukeh, because it comes out that hechsher asukeh is coming about through schach posel. So if we will assume that lamatos chamsa merubim mitzilsu, so how could it be kosher? Prektoisiv is bekosher, dom aper kama desukeh. Hoisa, let us skip this kasha. We should be able to finish the Taisa. So Taisa has problems over here with a Gemara in Sukkah. But let us learn the second Mahalach in Taisa. Va'oid nu chaloyma. Va'oid nu chaloyma. This is around 10 lines down. Va'oid nu chaloyma. Not like the Ri. The ikol sheslei havi chamsa merube al yedei kli shelochot. We could learn a different pshat. We could learn that the bottom chelik is chamsa merube. The bottom chelik is chamsa merube. In the hashlome of the tzel comes from the chelik that's lemaila miyesre. Umitztarev leschach de lemaila michot. And it's mitzarev l'schach the koshes lay have a chamsa merube deklisha lachut. Mitzarev l'schach the lamayla michov. The whole tzilsa merube comes about with the tziruf of the schach lamayla michov. Well, the lishne basra holds that it is good. Well, how is this good? Loi choshev kol kach schach posel, because schach kosher, that is lemaila michov, is not considered schach posel. Hoyel v'havi schach kosher im hoyel lemait lemato michov. That means since it is a mean kosher, it's different than an ilon. An ilon is a mean psul. So there the halacha is that you have to have tzel from pseilas geirim v'yekev. So this cannot be mashlam, the sheer tzel. But if the schach is a mean kosher, no, the goiva is not the correct goiva. So here, Taisvis holds, as long as you have a layer of sichuch that is in the correct goiva, the you're only missing now hashlome, you need a hashlome, you need a sichuch hashuva, you need you have a sichuch lamato, but it's missing its chashivis, it's not thick enough, there's not enough shade, so that one is permissible to be mashlim, this necessity of tzel, with tzchach lamayla mi eser.